This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Just showing DZ all my China Lights footage from last night. I can't wait to tell you about it later on the show this morning.
I'm excited because it looks fire.
It was really cool. I couldn't tell you about the teeter-totter that you can get on. It lights up.
Just
a seesaw? What are they called? What do you even call it?
Yeah. A little seesaw, teeter-totter thing.
Anyway,
I'll tell you about it later.
Let's talk about the Hollywood Dirt. I want to talk about Danny Masterson's wife because, quite honestly, I don't know if I knew he was married.
Okay.
And I don't know if I knew he was married to Bijou Phillips. But now he has been sentenced to up to 30 years in prison for rape and sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, well, what's his wife going to do? Is she going to leave him? Is she going to divorce him? And they said no. She has no plans to end their marriage.
Really?
I think that will come in time, though.
I mean,
she's probably in denial right now.
For now, she's probably going to support her man, and who knows what the future will hold.
But I mean, this is like when Bill Cosby's wife supported him, and I wanted to be like, you look so dumb right now. Get out, girl. Get out. No.
You can't fault nobody for following their heart, man.
I can. When there's 80 women on a special on A&E talking about how your husband raped them, I could probably leave them. I probably could do it.
Is this Bill Cosby or is it Danny Masterson?
Both. They both raped women. I could find it in my heart to leave both of them.
I feel that. So you think she's going to end up leaving them then?
I don't know. I'm saying Bill Cosby's wife didn't. That was my point. She should, but is she going to, based on previous people? Probably not.
Sure.
If she's smart, she will.
Okay.
No plans right now, though.
Yikes.
Yeah. Ooh, we got Olivia Rodrigo tickets. It's officially happening at 8:40 this morning. And I know a lot of people listening want them, especially people driving to high school right now.
Thank goodness. Was it the Guts World Tour?
Yeah. She's coming and she's going to be at Pfizer and we're excited about it. So Olivia Rodrigo tickets at 8:40. And then we will have Fall Out Boy tickets at 7:45.
Bong, bong, double bong. Whatever. You
random.
Know, it's like bong, bong. Like bing bong.
Yeah. Oh.
But bong bong was like double boom, double bang,
yeah.
Double bong.
Yeah, yeah.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Either way.
It's Allie and DZ.
Whatever, man.
You know what? I'm glad you flicked me off. DZ just gave me the double middle finger.
Pew, pew. How about that for a bong, bong?
I said, bong, bong, I don't speak your language. He goes, well, DZ said, how about this language? And he whipped out one middle finger and he whipped out the other. And I go, oh, I speak that language.
Oh.
Oh, now we're communicating just fine.
I gotcha.
So DC and I were discussing things you do to your friends or funny ways you treat your friends that nobody would understand. And that is a perfect example. At the gym, we're just minding our own business and DZ will run by, flick me off, and then keep running. He'll give me the middle finger and then he'll just disappear. And so I said,
going into the night.
If people didn't know us, they would be like, what the hell? Allie runs by, gives the middle finger, keeps running, DZ next. I mean, they'd probably think we were insane.
At one point, I was across the gym and I was just like, hey, Allie. Allie.
Pew. Middle finger.
Gone.
I looked at my personal trainer, Erica, and I go, hold your hand right next to my face so I can flick him off real good because I only had one hand available. So I want to talk about funny ways that you treat your friends. I mean, there are things I would never, ever do to anyone. I wouldn't even do it to acquaintances, like running up and hitting my girlfriend on the butt. Like, especially in 2023, I would really never do that to anyone at this point. But I do it to my close friends.
True.
Funny ways I treat my friends nobody would understand. DZ and I give each other the middle finger, and it's endearment.
It's endearing.
I mean, it's not.
It's 100% endearing.
There's nothing mean about it. It's hysterical.
It's a smile on my face while I do it.
It's like, it's how we talk.
It's communicate. It's like a check-in. Like, you good?
Thank you.
You good? You good?
I'm good.
You good?
He said you good with the middle finger.
You good? It's like a question mark. Hey, yo. Hey, Allie.
It's a question mark. It's like,
okay, over there?
Are you okay? Because if you're not, bleep you. I'm out of here. Middle finger. Because
if it's anything less than that, now I wonder what's going on.
I can't take you seriously when you look at me and you go, you good with the middle finger?
Everything okay? Smile on your face? You got to bring it out your pocket like, oh, Allie, I actually did bring you something today, man.
What?
Here.
Oh, it's a middle finger. Oh, hey, friend. All right. We're going to talk about about funny ways you treat your friends that nobody else would understand. Do you flick each other off and give each other the finger like DZ and I do?
Yeah, buddy.
Do you maybe slap your friends on the tush like I do? Do you let your friends grab your boobs? I don't know. It could be anything.
Oh, I let my friends grab my boobs.
All the time.
All the time. No, for real though, sometimes being the homies, you get to wrestling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you get to roughhousing. There's certain friends that you mess around with that you can't mess around with other people.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, women all day, I'm like, oh, do you want to, you can touch my new boobs. Men, I would never. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all about how you communicate with people. Even with women, I communicate differently.
Is this friend love language? This your friend love? What's your friend love language?
We should come up with a book of the five. One is giving the finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in when you're in love with a partner, it's
acts
touch,
of language, touch.
Acts of service.
Service, thank
yeah,
you, touch.
Oh, this is good. Okay.
but the friend's love language, one, the middle finger.
We're coming up with friend love language this morning.
Who's got two? We started it off.
Friend love language, middle finger, hitting each other on the butt.
We can't fill up the whole list, dog.
Okay, one, middle finger. What are the love languages amongst friends? 414-533-1037, because we definitely have to add to this list. If you're in love with a significant other, it's acts of service. But I agree, the friend one is going to be totally different.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take your calls and texts next. We're talking about funny ways you treat your friends that nobody would understand, a.k.a. friend love languages. DZ and I give each other the middle finger, and it's totally like, you know, it's like, hi, how are you, middle finger?
It's natural.
Oh, I see you at the gym, middle finger run.
Good morning, middle finger. Hey, you need more coffee, middle finger?
Middle finger. I'll get your middle coffee. I'll get your coffee, but here's my middle finger while I do it.
Get your middle finger coffee.
Ryan's on the phone this morning in Calabama. Let's pull him up.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can
go ahead and tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
You gotta turn him down if he's singing.
Turn them off.
Ryan, what is a way that you treat your friends nobody would understand?
So I go up behind my buddy if I see him out in public and he doesn't notice me, and I'll just come up and I'll grab his little man titties behind him and say, hey, what's up, buddy?
You grab his man boobs?
You just give him the flappy flap. Hey, flappy, flappy, flappy. I got them all, man.
Does he like that, or does he just laugh and pretend like he likes that?
I don't know. We just laugh it off because we normally do it to each other. If we see each other, we don't fucking.
Oh, mutual like.
Yeah, okay.
Mutual like for sure.
You said it's just like it's like a love hug from behind.
Aww.
I got the worst visual of Ryan and his boys right now just flapping each other.
Don't come from behind me and do that.
No, you'll get that's too far.
He's like, Allie, I thought we were homies.
What happened, fam?
Nope, I won't do it to a woman. Nope.
Ryan know better.
Ryan, you've met me, though. I'm nuts.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but still, I would know.
No, that's
I know the
circle.
I know the one.
This guy for like 13 plus years, so it makes a world difference.
All right, so Ryan in Calabama, his love language is grabbing your man boobs.
For his homies. And his wife, too.
There you go, DZ.
There you go.
We'll holler at you later, fam.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, let's go to Jess in Whitewater on 5 this morning. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
So what is your love language or ways you treat your friends nobody would understand?
So actually, I have a funny story with the flipping off. My boyfriend and I do it at such a regular basis that we just recently received a disorderly conduct for it.
What? If DZ and I got a ticket, that'd be amazing. How did you get... Wait, one, you misunderstood the assignment because it's about friends, but the fact that you brought it back to DZ and I giving each other the finger...
That's good.
We'll allow it.
Y'all got a disorderly conduct for that?
Tell the story. Go.
Well, we were... So I have a... I was stabbed 7 times in a Walmart parking lot.
Whoa. Okay, do we... Whoa. Was I... I wasn't ready for this story. Hold on.
Nope, that's the worst part, I promise.
Okay.
I was going to say, time out from the story already.
I thought we were talking about your boyfriend. What? Okay.
No, we are. I'm so sorry. We went to a Walmart, and somebody who didn't like me was there and saw me flip my boyfriend off, and she thought it was his weird.
Oh, wow.
So conduct.
No.
Wow.
Way.
That is not something I saw coming, dog.
Wow. Okay, are you...
Yes.
You're okay, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
This was 3 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that...
Jess is a soldier, fam.
You know, I thought it was going to be like my boyfriend and I were at a bar and we gave each other the middle finger and then like something happened and a cop thought it
was at them or something. Nope.
I didn't see it. I got stabbed 7 times in a parking lot. Like, I didn't see that coming this morning.
Not at all.
On a random, okay, Jess, glad you're okay. We got to go.
On that note.
Have a great day. DZ, I don't know if I'll be giving you the finger, Jess, ever again.
I'm not trying to get shanked out here.
I'm now traumatized.
Been there, done that. I'm
what
good on
happened?
That. Nah, man.
We're good. I cannot wait to tell you what this girl from Wisconsin ate. She is a eating professional.
Okay.
She took down more food than most of us could dream of. It is Treat Yourself Thursday, brought to you by Wendy's. You can try Wendy's new Frosty Cream Cold Brew in vanilla, caramel, or chocolate today and taste for yourself how the perfect dessert also makes the perfect cold brew.
Mm. That caramel cold brew hit.
Yummy.
It was fire.
Yeah, you tasted it last week.
It was fire.
So good. Well, I want to talk about this girl from Wisconsin who's a professional eater. She's got over 600,000
followers, and she knows every one of them.
I misspoke on that. She has 600,000 followers on YouTube.
Still knows every one of them. No, but for real, that's crazy.
Katina Eats Kilos, and she went to At the Kitchen restaurant in Sussex. And she tackled one of Wisconsin's biggest breakfast challenges. I was reading about this. So I just want to know if you think you could do it. Because she looks like a tiny little thing as I'm looking at this.
She's from here too, right? You said?
Mm-hmm. A Milwaukee resident. She took down 6 eggs, 1 pound of hash browns, 5 slices of toast, 8 breakfast sausages, 4 large Cajun sausages, 6 slices of bacon, country fried steak, biscuits and gravy, and 6 huge chocolate chip pancakes, all in less than 45 minutes. I am so hungry right
in
now.
In less than 45 minutes?
Boom. You'd have to, or you'd quit because you would get too full.
I ain't know
you'd...
if there was a time limit, but yeah, you gotta get that in quick. You gotta eat fast. You can't take your time and enjoy that.
Okay, I could do 6 eggs easy. I got that. I could take down the sausages easy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it gets tricky, the 5 slices of toast and the 6 pancakes. Like, that's where you start to get full and you're going to have to fight it.
If there's an order that I got to eat it in, I might have some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could go at it however I need to, if I can mix it up, I'm good. I think I could do this challenge.
Biscuits and gravy's really filling too.
That's true.
That would be hard. Even a country fried steak.
A country
could
fried
fill you up.
A country fried steak. Once you said country fried steak, so I was like, good. Dang, that's a challenge
6
for real.
6 slices of bacon. I could eat that with my eyes closed.
Easy. 6 eggs, a pound of hash brown.
Move over.
I'm knocking that first half out.
Done.
Done.
It's the half a loaf of bread. It's where it gets tough.
Do I get jam? Can I make it into sandwiches?
Probably.
Because if I can make it into sandwiches, that changes the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could make the challenge my own, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But that is a feat. Wow.
She tours the world, this girl from Milwaukee, doing food challenges. There's the whole thing. I look in front of her. It's gigantic.
That looks insane. That looks like a platter for like 8 people.
Well, I guess we're going to Sussex today.
What's
to
up?
See what DZ can eat.
What's up?
Don't make me go, because I will.
Don't tempt me.
So cool.
It's free if you get it done, right?
I guess so.
That's motivation, baby.
There you go. That is a Treat Yourself Thursday, all sponsored by Wendy's. Go get a cold brew now. We're going to do What Would DZ Do coming up next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, every single day, it's questionable if it's going to be good advice, but it has to do with parents not liking a fiance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward.
Yeah, Jolynn hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
And was asked to be kept anonymous. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, Jolynn ain't their name.
Yeah. What'd they say?
My fiance and I have been together for close to 10 years. Have a child and are planning our dream wedding. Plus, trying to buy a house. We know it's a lot, but we've had this vision for ourselves and are really trying our best to make that dream come true. So much so that we moved back in with my parents to save money even faster.
Mm-hmm.
We were worried about moving back in, though. We really like having our own space, but convinced ourselves that the sacrifice was worth it. We're so close to our goals of enough for the dream wedding and buying a house right after. But fast forward a year, and I feel like our relationship with my parents could be in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
My stepfather father and fiance get into it regularly. My fiance doesn't hold back on his opinions, and my stepfather is never short of anything to say either.
Ugh.
Causes me and my mom to get into it. Everything seems to have become a problem for them, and now we're even considering postponing our wedding another year to move out.
Ugh.
I'm not sure if I need advice or encouragement.
I could never move back in with my parents. No way.
But we love the show, listen daily, you know, on our way to work, yada, yada. They say, why not see what people think? Thanks, Allie and Deezy.
So they moved back in with the parents to save money for a house,
yep.
Which already sounds stressful.
And a wedding.
And
so
a wedding.
They're trying to do too much.
Too much at once.
Way too much at once.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You said there's no way you can move back in?
With my parents? Mm-hmm. If I was desperate, yeah. If I didn't have any money or a job, and yeah, I would.
But it was a choice.
Yeah.
This was a choice.
Yeah, it was 100% a choice.
A smart choice.
Yeah.
But you already have your own family.
Yeah.
Regardless of being married or not, you got mm-hmm. a partner, you got a kid, you like your own space to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
This spelled trouble from jump, man.
Yeah.
And now, clearly, your mm-hmm. parents, whether it be a stepfather, stepmother, whatever, it's a stepfather and a mother, they don't like your fiance before the wedding.
I don't know why you would want to be with somebody who doesn't like your family or vice versa. Like, if I would want my family to like my partner and I would like my partner to like my family, if there was constant drama between the two, that would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, if my family was important to me, yeah.
I feel that, but you ain't gonna like my answer then.
Okay, what's your answer?
You gotta tough it out.
Yeah.
You literally gotta hold on. You've already been together for 10 years.
That's true.
That's your life partner. Mm-hmm. If they're gonna have a problem over whatever
or
you guys are doing.
Or you need to stop before the wedding if it's not. Now's the time to figure out if they're not your life partner. I'll say that.
I think they are. I really think they are, and mm-hmm. I think you gotta put this to the test. If your family is gonna go ahead and supersede your love for this person and say, nah, we don't like him anymore. Mm-hmm. This could be the deal breaker for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the family you have is the family you choose, not necessarily the family you're given. And I am a proponent of family, and mm-hmm. blood is blood. Mm-hmm. But if this is going to be a deal breaker, you already share a child with this person. If your life is with this person, y'all have made so many sacrifices, you got to continue on.
Mm.
Make it happen.
Figure it out. Deal with it.
Don't postpone
live
nothing.
Live in hell.
Live it. Yeah, live in that hell for a little bit. It's either going to make y'all stronger as a whole entire unit, or mm-hmm. it's going to break it apart. Whether it's your fiance, and you, whether it's your parents and y'all either gonna figure it out or keep it pushing.
Sounds like so much drama.
It'd be like
ugh,
that, man.
To be fighting with your significant other's family, all, and they're fighting with you, and ugh. And
the
where
sacrifice.
Is, and where's the where's Jolynn in the middle of? You know what I mean? The one who should be dealing with it.
She's trying to stay out of it.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
She said
you can't stay out of
she
it.
She said her and her mom get into it because of it. So mm-hmm. everybody's suffering from this. Mm-hmm. Suffer a little bit longer.
414-533-1037. We will take your calls and texts next. What do you think? Do you agree with DZ that she should just stick it out and figure it out until they get through it?
What's another year?
Yeah.
What's another six months?
What's another year?
You've already sacrificed so much. You got it. Y'all mm-hmm. got it, Jolynn. Yeah. Y'all got it.
Calls and texts, we'll take them next. So many tickets to give away on this show. We have Olivia Rodrigo tickets announced. She's coming to town. That happened yesterday, that big news.
Mm-hmm.
Those tickets are at 8:40, and we've got Fall Out Boy tickets at 7:45.
Plenty going down.
So you better be here to win. Let's get back to What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Jolynn wrote into the show, says that my parents no longer like my fiance because they moved back in to save money for a house before they get married. It's not going so well.
Not going well at all. They
nope.
be getting into it.
You said stick it out. We're going to see what the listeners have to say. Heidi is in Richfield today on 2. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
We trying to help Jolynn out. Jolynn and her fiance, technically.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
You know,
what do you say?
IDZ, I agree with you. You know, they need to stick it out. There's a lot of stuff going on all at the same time. They're trying to save money for a wedding, mm-hmm. a house. I mean, look at the cost of the house nowadays.
Right.
You gotta put like a half of like your life savings of like $500,000 to be able to buy a house nowadays.
I mean, and a leg.
It's hard. Yes, it is very hard. So you say they should just stick it out.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the fiance is very, you know, very forestrung and very strong on the belief, and you know, the maybe the father-in-law is like the alpha male, and, you know, like those two are going to buck heads. But I think that, you know, Jolene and maybe the mom need to kind of say, hey, you guys got a lot going on. Let's go take a walk or something, and kind of just like read them and just say, you guys got a lot going on.
Oh.
We're trying to help you out, kind of thing, you know? I mean, I am all for it because I have been there in my life.
Yeah, just remind each other. Maybe Jolene can look at her fiance and go, dude, stop it. Mm-hmm. We're in their house, technically.
Maybe I'm too negative because I'm thinking of this will be my lifetime. No thanks. I'd be like, I don't know if I want this life. I'm getting a dose of it. I don't know. I'm good. I know you're not going to live with the family forever.
Yeah.
But you're getting a dose before you tie the knot of your life. Is this the life you want?
They've already lived together. My guess is they live together well. Like she says, we enjoy our own space. We've good. We had our own reservations about moving back. You already thought it was going to be a trouble. Now it's proven true. Hold on to it just a little bit longer.
Yeah. All right. Well, Heidi, thanks for your feedback. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right. Amanda is calling from Racine today. Let's pull her up. Amanda!
Turn down for what? Woo!
All right,
can I
Amanda.
Get it? Oh, yeah.
Dang
it.
You know, my kids do that all the time. Oh, yeah.
You know how many people just did that, period?
I get so bad. Oh, yeah.
Instinct. Can't not.
Nuts. But now I'm going to start doing it, and they're going to love it because of Amanda and Racine.
Now it's in my head. Dang it.
So, what do you got to say? Oh, yeah. What's up, Amanda?
Yeah. Well,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. For this situation, oh, no. God, no. I would never live with my parents or my in-laws.
Either one. She said mine or his.
None.
No thanks. But you're already with them, though. Think about this is the problem Jolynn's got. So now what?
I mean, they can find an apartment. I mean, I actually got to the point where at one point I was going to go live in my car because there was no way I was going to live with my family.
Ooh.
No way.
Ooh,
but I mean, there's a nice statement. Truck stop on Highway 20. You can get showers over there.
I'm just telling people to go be homeless. Her advice is worse than yours.
She's got an exit plan.
Amanda, no. Just no.
Just no. Amanda, that was terrible.
Your advice is, oh, no.
Just be homeless. No. Oh, yeah.
All right, Amanda, have a good day. We love you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Jolie is in Kenosha, and she is calling on day two today, working her way towards a theme song.
Oh,
Jolie,
snap.
Look
Good
at
morning.
You. Look at you.
Hey, that's a lot of pressure. Maybe I have to start thinking of a song. That's a lot of pressure.
When you get to day four is when I would start thinking about a song.
Okay, all right.
You got this.
You just got on the board.
No. So I just need to say, preach, DZ, because it's her life. It's her life. It's her family. And I feel like the family just needs to suck it up. And if this is who she's choosing to be with, they need to just kind of accept it. And I mean, they've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I don't disagree that they should accept who Jolynn wants to be with. But the problem is Jolynn is now living in a house with parents where they can't get away from these people and just say, it's my choice. Deal with it. You're in their house.
You're invading their space. And it's all of a sudden a two-person household, arguably, turned into a five-person household.
Think how much better.
And that's temporary, It's temporary.
True.
But you get to know people better when you live with them. So what if for the past 10 years, they didn't all know each other that well, truly. And now they're getting a real dose of who everybody is.
I mean, a lot of us have never lived with our in-laws,
thankfully.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's 10 years. That's a long time. That's a big investment.
For sure.
You know, and they got kids and I don't know. I just feel like she needs to, I mean, family isn't always, you know, what'd you say? What was that saying? I liked it.
Oh, family isn't always the people you have. It's the people you choose.
You know, yeah, that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know. I mean, I think the family has to have, you know, and I get they're living with her, with their family, but I feel like, you know, they have a part in this too, I feel.
When I hear things like my fiance doesn't hold back and fights with my stepfather, neither of them ever, they're always arguing. That's stressful for in the middle.
You know
if
what?
If your significant it other is always fighting with your dad, that would be enough for me after a while.
They're
I'd be
probably
like, I'm
too
done.
Alike.
Maybe.
Who knows?
That she married her, gonna marry her dad, maybe.
Poor girl. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Jolie. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, if you're lucky.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll agree with DZ for a third time.
Oh!
Hey, never say never.
Crazier things have happened, let me tell you.
I think you'll get a theme song first.
Yeah. Bye, bye, Jolie. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Too good.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time, I got the pictures up. Poof. Worried sick. Don't forget, we have Olivia Rodrigo tickets coming up at 8:40.
Funny, I was worried.
I was worried sick. Didn't want to be like, hey, let me tell you about my night and not show you any of the pictures from it. Here you go, everybody. Shouldn't take long for me to upload these. 12 hours later, here's the pictures.
Not for real, though.
Olivia Rodrigo tickets at 8:40. I saw your text about those. People want to know. And we have Fall Out Boy tickets at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk.
We got going. Mm-hmm. We got to get going because we got too much to do.
Yeah, we got a lot happening. I got to preview China Lights at the Botanical Gardens last night, which I have never been to, ever.
Us either.
Have you never been?
Nah, we've never been. I mean, so my wife's cool. been to the Borner Botanical Gardens, mm-hmm. but we've never been to the China Lights.
Well, I've never even been to the Botanical Gardens. I don't even know how I've never been there. It's a Milwaukee County Park.
Right.
The Borner, you said the Borner Botanical Gardens. St. Hales Corners.
Is it? I don't know. I never pronounce it right. I don't know.
It's fine. People get married there. It's beautiful. They go on walks there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right, you know, near Whitnall Park. It's all in there connected, but it is, I had never been, and over the years I've been like, how have I never been to China Lights?
Right.
I see everybody go on social media. It feels like, well, last night I got the invite. Finally, somebody in the city invited me.
Asked you to pull up.
And I did. And I got to preview it. And I brought one of my girlfriends because the kids were at their dad's. They would have loved it.
Okay.
This is immersive. I mean, this is cool. There were teeter totters that and seesaws that lit up.
Oh, you ain't take the boys?
No, they were at their dad's.
Oh,
I couldn't. I didn't have them.
For whatever reason, I thought you had the boys.
Mm-hmm. No.
But you went with a homie.
I went with my girlfriend. I said, you know what? I'll take the boys later because they're going to love this.
Yeah.
And the few people I ran into that I knew who were at this kind of preview media night thing that they did
mm-hmm.
were like, oh, we've been before and this is way cooler than ever before.
Ooh.
They said basically China Lights stepped up their game and it was better than ever.
Perfect.
They said, this is a new experience this year. And I said, okay, I'm going to take your word.
Okay.
And that's just not me blowing smoke. It was neat.
That's right. You had never been. All right,
it would be a great date. I told my friend that. I go, we're walking through these private trails with pretty lights. Like, this is a date night, man.
So you walked, you didn't ride in your car. Like, it's not like the Christmas carnival lights where you stay in your car, tune to a station and listen or whatever.
You get out, you walk up to the botanical gardens and you walk through these lights and there are different things you can interact with. It's definitely immersive at points. Other stuff are just neat. I showed you the puffer fish that they have them breathing.
Like it was breathing.
They made the fish look like they were breathing. It was neat.
That's fire.
It was neat.
Was that your favorite part or what was it?
My favorite? No, there was a piano that you could walk on.
The immersive piano?
The piano. There was also this crazy looking immersive. It looked like a transformer.
Huh.
It came to life and it'd be like, and it was huge and the eyes would light up red. I said, my kids would love this thing.
So it's you. What you're literally
all kinds
saying
of things.
Is it's accessible for everybody. You can walk through the path. It's a beautiful date night. Somewhere to go with family.
Yet
you can do it by yourself.
Kids.
Right.
It's good for everybody.
It's
honestly
an all around.
Uh-huh.
Are we going?
So I would say China Lights, it's opening up this weekend. I would do it. And I put the pictures up if you're curious about it because there was a lot to take pictures of.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start seeing those lights everywhere. I took a picture with the wings. I said, oh, those wings are going to be on everybody's social media in no time. Get ready.
And by this weekend,
yep,
it's going to be a new hashtag involved.
Exactly. Botanical Gardens, China Lights, here we come. So I had to share that. Somebody texted in said, I've been to China Lights a couple times. It's pretty cool to experience. Go early. That way parking isn't ridiculous and it gets dark as you're there so you can see it in both light and dark.
Pro tip.
Went later to go when it was dark.
Dark only.
I think that was more my vibe. But I get why you would want to see light and dark.
I'd want to see them change. I literally would love to see them change, go from light to dark, because I'm sure it's a different spectacle both
100%.
ways. Say less.
Go and take the fam. Sammy is going to love it.
Yep, I could already see it. Ooh, wow,
he's going to be like, ooh, this is so neat.
Wow, lights.
We have Am I the Jerk coming up next. We got to do it for sure, because it involves throwing away expired food at a food pantry.
Allie, is this you again?
No, it's not for once. I promise. I promise. It's next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, people are triggered today about throwing out food for the needy. Because that's what happened. Sheila's mom has been throwing out expired food at their church, and she got fired from her volunteer position. They told her to leave and never come back.
How you get fired as a volunteer, Sheila?
She said she's confused.
Or Sheila mom.
Because she feels like she's been doing the right thing, and now her integrity is being questioned. So is her mom the jerk for throwing away that expired food? Let's go to the phones. Heather is in Shorewood this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Which way you going, jerk or not a jerk?
Not a jerk. The reason those expiration dates are on there is because that can could have been compromised at any point, and it can grow germs and make you sick.
Okay.
Okay.
You're saying the reason the expired date is on there is to make sure people don't get food poisoning. Is that where you're going with this?
Correct.
What a theory.
The Food Pantry of Wisconsin downtown won't even accept expired food.
Because they want to make sure that they're not giving people stuff that's going to hurt them. Yeah. And I get that. You know what I mean?
But this is a church pantry. This isn't, you know, some major big official organization. This is people taking donations from whatever best case scenario they can get. Now, I'm not saying that it isn't
it
okay
be
to
monitored
do.
To make sure people, it's, I get why it's not.
If something's moldy, if something's expired, if something's bad, judge it. But if it's okay enough to give to somebody, let that person make their own judgment. Already in need to come to a pantry. Let them make their own judgment.
I understand that, but you're saying because they're in the church sector, it shouldn't be the dates don't matter?
Oh, a lot of things don't matter when you're in the church sector. What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't ask you to go deep on that. I'm talking about the food.
I'm just saying.
Well, they deserve good food, not expired food.
You would think.
It's supposed to be goodwill, not... Oh, let's just give them what I don't want anymore.
Fair. No, that's fair.
That's not going to get them sick.
It's the same reason they stopped taking all these damaged trash things at Goodwill that people were trying to drop off.
That's why they don't take furniture no more. They're like, we don't want your broken bed frame. Enough. No.
All right, Heather said not the jerk, though. Thanks for calling.
Can I do a shout out to my boyfriend because it's our 5-year anniversary tomorrow?
Absolutely not. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Dan, I love you.
Aww.
Happy 5 years.
Aww. Well, how cute is that, Heather?
Get out of here, Heather. Aww.
Bom-chicka-bom-bom.
Y'all have fun tomorrow. Bye.
Let's go to Rebecca in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Is Sheila's mom the jerk for throwing out the expired food at the church pantry?
Sheila's mom is a jerk.
Woo! Going the other way. Let's hear it.
She is. You know, it's a church. I think that's the part that makes this a little difficult. If the food is expired and she's a volunteer at the church, I'm curious why she is not in her own churchwoman way, making her own choice to provide things that are not expired to replace the things that she is choosing to throw away because she would not eat in her household.
You're saying go replace all the expired food with her own money?
She should replace it. I'm saying if she chooses to throw things away because they're not good enough for her, then she, as a member of the church, should be sharing that with the church, standing up in front of church and maybe saying, guys, we can't take expired food. It's not healthy.
Well,
we should, as a church community, because Jesus loves us for free, should be providing.
It's not always free. A lot of churches take donations. Let's not get it twisted.
You know what you mean.
Free depending
But I hear it. She's saying replace what was taken. You could start some up like, hey, we threw out 10 cans. We need 10 cans back.
Mm-hmm. Or members differentiate between the two piles. Because unless you're in that hungry person's shoes, you don't understand what it means to open a can of peas that were in 2022 versus 2023.
Yeah.
And somebody texted in.
It's probably still okay.
Has anyone ever heard of botulism? This is what people are texting
botulism.
In. People are going, hello. Somebody else said.
The other thing is sometimes produce can be a little moldy when you go to a lot of food pantries. And
Who are these food pantries?
Hey, the way my mom grew up, she cut that whatever little dark spot out the tomato and used the rest. We good. You know what?
Somebody said not good enough for her. It's expired. .. Somebody else said, if they can't afford food, how are they going to afford medical help if they get sick? I don't know.
Dang.
These are the texts I'm reading as they come in.
People are getting deep on this.
We are split down the middle.
I think the church thing just makes it difficult. people because she's making a choice to not let people make their own choice.
Yeah.
And if she wants to do that, then set it aside and allow those folks to say, I don't want to take the advice.
That's where I'm at with Rebecca, for real.
If the food industry is not going to regulate how safe it is for people, screw it. Because that's what I hear when you go, but it's in the church sector, so it's different because it's not monitored. So the standards are lower.
No, what she's saying.
What you give away, I understand she's saying it's expired. Go out and replace it and do the church lady thing, but she's already volunteering her time. She's giving back already.
It's not even just about the church lady thing, and we ain't gonna get into it with Rebecca.
Like
you know what I'm saying? But it's what Rebecca's saying is let her or him, whoever's coming to get that produce, get that expired can, let them make that decision. Let them go, okay, I'm gonna examine and put it back. Let them choose that for themselves. They already are in that need. Let them make that decision for themselves. You can't make that decision for anybody.
Okay. I hear her. I don't agree with her. She says jerk. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
We split.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely split. Sean is in Milwaukee, and Sean is one of our regulars. He will be the tiebreaker today. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You are going to have to be the jerk or not the jerk today. You are the deciding vote, Sean.
Thanks.
Okay, I am going to say jerk just for the fact of she should have talked to somebody before just throwing away stuff that was going to the needy, regardless if it's expired or not. Those people still need that stuff. I mean, it's different if it was 5 years expired. I can see, throw it away, but this stuff was probably maybe a couple months, maybe a year. And a lot of the supermarkets around will donate their couple weeks past expiration date to the churches. Like, my grandma used to work for a church, and she used to get donations from a supermarket that would give their expired goods to them.
Yep. Yep. Dang.
Somebody texted in, what church? Ew.
Stop it. Ain't nobody putting nobody on blast like that.
Okay, somebody said, texted in, food microbiologist here. My specialty is doing, let's actually talk to somebody who knows, because we're just talking crazy
called.
We know. Well, they might have tried and couldn't get through. They said, my specialty is doing shelf life for companies. Not a jerk. Needy people shouldn't have to only get expired food that is not guaranteed safe or good quality. Expiration dates are valid and important. And they are there for a scientific reason. That's someone who claims that they're a food microbiologist on our text.
Also,
right now.
Somebody that probably hasn't been in need and ever had to use an expired can.
Yeah, but they're not texting in from a bad place because they want to make sure people don't get sick.
Sure.
They're thinking past, just give them anything because they're hungry. They're thinking, but don't get them sick. At what cost?
Yeah,
what cost are we going to give people food?
At their own choice, at that cost. I don't know. But hey, today works it out. Sean decides it. He said, Jerk.
All right. Jerk. Thank you, Sean. Have a good day.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Later, fam.
We have to give away Fallout Boy tickets. Dance Dance isn't in there, is it? I just know it. Could have gone through the Fallout Boy songs today.
You said you want to hear Dance Dance?
Is it in there?
Man, don't make me work this magic, dog. Don't make me work this magic, dog. Don't make me work this magic, dog. What's up?
Caller 30 right now. I'm so happy. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Fallout Boy when they come to Fiserv Forum. I cannot wait. I'm so glad you found Dance Dance. Let's play it. I'm so glad you found that song. Fallout Boy coming to town. Gonna be here at Fiserv Forum, and we are giving out tickets every day this week. They're not gonna be here until April 2nd, so this is gonna be a good Christmas gift for some.
Ooh.
You can buy Fallout Boy tickets. Surprise, you're going in a few months to see them.
Wow.
But they will be here in April. Let's go to Kira in Brookfield. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what you up to?
I'm driving back from dropping my child off at school.
Everybody's doing the drop-off stuff, let me tell you.
Look at the time. Everybody doing the same thing, basically.
Well, you want to go see Fallout Boy?
Yeah.
Who would you take?
Ooh. Very much.
She said,
very much.
Who would you take, Who would you take with you?
The 14-year-old I just dropped off.
Oh,
okay.
Nice. Yeah,
teach them young and teach them right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, they represent Milwaukee, the drummer Andy, you know, from Menominee Falls. So we love him extra special because of that.
That's right.
So congratulations, Kira. Hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Not only does Fall Out Boy have a connection to Milwaukee, so does Olivia Rodrigo. Do you know that?
What do you mean?
When she played, last time she came here, she has upgraded. We announced yesterday she's playing Fisurf. She played the rave less than a year ago. Okay. I saw her there. She's already upgraded to an arena. That's how on fire Olivia Rodrigo is right now.
The blow up.
And we're going to give out tickets at 8:40. She has some strange connection to Milwaukee. And I know I suck at this story right now because I can't tell you what it is. But when she was here, we were talking. She has, I don't know if it's a relative or friends.
Oh, she's connected to the mill.
She knew all about the rave. She knew everything.
What?
Yeah, like might have even asked to play there when she came.
What?
Yeah, and now, but now she's arena. I mean,
oh, that's
it's Olivia
lit.
Rodrigo. She has no problem selling tickets, I'm sure.
No, that's lit, though. I know she had a connection to the city like
she
that.
Does.
That's fire.
I'll find out before we give away the tickets at 8:40, and I'll be back with the correct info.
Say less.
This is why you can't give me alcohol when we're at a concert, because I hear the stories, and then I'm on the air, and they suck later. But your chance to win those at 8:40 this morning, and Fall Out Boy tickets are back again tomorrow, same time. 103.7 Kiss FM. What a story I just told there.
We'll remember.
Great story, Allie.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I tell you who Taylor Swift has been secretly dating the past couple of weeks, let me just throw it out there that Adam Sandler's coming to Milwaukee, and we have tickets you can win on our website right now.
Ooh.
There is so much going on between us giving out Olivia Rodrigo tickets at 8:40 this morning.
For real.
Fall Out Boy tickets we just gave away.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler's coming to town. You can win those on our website. And we have Brewers Cardinals tickets and a Jersey Mike's tailgate you can also win by going to 1037kissfm.com.
And if we missed anything, you can go there and find it all for yourself.
I forgot. You can join our team to walk with us for breast
cancer.
Susan
G. Komen.
Yes. It's all up there. We have nothing going on at all.
Not at all. No. We're busy? No.
I love it when things are busy like this. It means Milwaukee is happening,
it's
and
popping.
I'm here for it. Okay. Who has Taylor Swift been secretly communicating with the past few weeks?
Speaking of popping, what else is popping?
Remember when in the Hollywood Dirt, I told you Travis Kelce had asked someone to give Taylor Swift his number before she played in his city?
Mm-hmm.
It must have worked.
Ooh,
because people say the two have been quietly hanging out in New York City for at least a few weeks.
Really? Mm-hmm. Dang. Hook, line, sinker. Buddy set the trap.
She saw him when she was in New York City a few weeks ago. So maybe the giving the phone number did not fail, because we all thought it failed. We thought, Taylor's never going to go out with him if she's not going to go out with Travis Kelce. I guess this is not happening.
We didn't think they were each other's type, realistically.
Well, I don't think Taylor has a type. I relate to... Look at every guy she's dated. What's her type? A
musician? Artist to some degree?
Nah, I mean, she's dated actors.
Skinny guy?
She got the Jake Gyllenhaals. I don't know.
Not an athlete? Mm. Her type is not an athlete.
I should get the list of everybody.
She dates... Primarily artists to some degree.
Yeah, I guess.
Usually, if it's not music, it's art to some degree.
The guy in London that she dated for 6 years was an actor. I can't remember her ex-boyfriend's name that she was with for.
Actors or musicians.
She kept him so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably how they got away with 6 years together.
Probably.
I don't know. Well, now we know that she's hanging out with Travis Kelce. Privately, secretly, must be getting to know each other and decide if there's anything there. Why not?
Clearly, Buddy got game, though.
I mean, Joe Jonas, Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm like reading the list.
Oh, she got a type.
Matty Healy.
Oh, she got a type.
See, I some of these I would date and some I wouldn't. Are they all the same?
They all kind of look the same in my head.
I guess.
One a little thicker than the other, but at the end of the day, they got a type.
Hmm.
Travis Kelce's the oddball, though. Hey, we'll see.
We'll see if it works out. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. It is true. We have Olivia Rodrigo tickets. She is coming to Fiserv Forum on March 16th of next year. Tickets coming up before 8:45.
I hear the kids are going crazy with this one already.
Get ready. I saw her when she came here last. It was so good. It was a great show.
Only a year ago.
Yeah. It was really good. So this one's going to be just as good.
Yeah.
Get ready to win those tickets. I want to talk about something going on, though, at your house. I'm appalled by what happened.
Man. You and me both. And the thing is, I don't know if I'm proud of myself or disgusted more.
I don't know.
I don't know which I'm bigger on, whether I'm proud of myself or disgusted.
I think you should be disgusted.
Really?
No, because I probably would have done the same thing. But, you know.
I felt a little proud.
Yeah. You want to tell everyone what happened next?
I'm down to tell y'all next. next.
Get ready for something DZ forgot about for 7 days, everybody. 7 days of forgetfulness.
A whole seven, man.
We'll talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM. And then Olivia Rodrigo tickets. Olivia Rodrigo tickets less than 10 minutes away. Don't go anywhere.
Don't move a muscle.
Okay. I don't know why I'm whispering.
It just felt like the right thing to do.
All right, what happened? Tell everyone. Confess right now.
All right, I'll tell y'all what's up, because I'm for real. I don't know if I'm disgusted more or proud of myself more.
Okay.
Myself and my family.
But go on.
For 7 days, yo, we left something inside of our microwave food-wise that we just didn't even think about, yo. 7 days went by. We made breakfast one day on a weekend and then didn't finish all of our pancakes. There was one lone pancake left, and we went, we'll save this for later.
Yeah.
We put that pancake in the microwave, and for seven whole entire days, nobody touched, nobody looked at, nobody even thought about the microwave, because my wife, the next weekend, opened that microwave, I think, to heat something up and went, ew, what is that? We had left a whole pancake
inside the microwave. You or we? You said we, but my wife found it. You, DZ?
It was all of us. We put the pancake in and forgot about it. It was a collective effort.
I don't know how you went 7 days without using the microwave, if I can be honest. That was the shocking part to me.
That's what I'm proud of.
7 days. I use that thing 5 times a day, even just to heat stuff up.
They say microwaves aren't even good for you, quote unquote, right?
Well,
but what is?
They've always said that.
Right.
So is my phone, my computer, whatever.
All of it.
Here
regardless.
I am.
Here we are, standing 10 toes. But nah, G, and it wasn't a regular pancake. It wasn't a regular just batter on the griddle, no.
Does that matter?
Yes.
After 7 days? Okay, yes. Why does it matter? Go on.
Because it was a banana chocolate chip pancake.
Mm.
So it had all the chocolate. It had the banana. And you know banana don't necessarily hold well.
Gross. Gross.
Ah, man. Thankfully, it wasn't absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it was on a plate. And thankfully, the stench wasn't terrible.
Because it was hidden in the microwave.
It was minimal.
Thank goodness.
All we had to do was pop some in, cook it for a second, something else in, and then the smell was basically gone.
You just use the stove and the oven a lot, huh?
Yeah.
No microwave.
Well, our air fryer, we rely on that bad boy so much more now.
Yeah.
It's kind of taken over for us. So the microwave is almost obsolete is what I'm realizing. But gee, 7 entire days. One, that's disgusting. But two, I felt a little proud of myself. That meant I wasn't necessarily microwaving everything like that. And we used to use the microwave a lot.
That's a good spin on making yourself feel better about leaving your pancake in the microwave for 7 days.
Right?
It's the positive. It's cognitive thinking at its best.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is a mental health term that is about spinning into positive, you know, and it's true.
Well,
it's true.
It kind of is a positive. Whether it was, absolutely disgusting that we forgot about it and didn't go, oh, dang, the pancake. But 7 days, no need for the microwave. Didn't cook anything on the microwave. We choose to make fresher foods when we can. So when the microwave is obsolete in the household, I was like a proud moment.
Well, this is where you and I differ, because unlike you, I don't forget about food. No, I do not. I will never forget about that food. There is a thing without a sight, out of mind, though.
Yeah.
Which is probably what happened to you guys.
100%.
And then you just moved on with your life.
Yep.
But I've left dishes in the sink for days.
Yeah.
I mean, and those are looking at me in the eye.
That's
so
true.
I don't think it's so bad that you left a pancake in the microwave is where I'm going with this.
Oh, thanks, man.
I
appreciate
it. And you don't feel bad.
You're I don't care.
This is just crazy that we forgot about a banana chocolate chip pancake.
I'm more sad that we wasted a banana chocolate chip pancake. You kidding me? Those were delicious pancakes.
Well, and to save one, there's so many things I could ask about this, but if you have a two-year-old, one pancake is a whole meal.
It's a whole meal for them.
I would save that in a second for a kid.
And that's exactly what it was. We were like, oh, Samuel, eat this later. He's going to ask for something in about an hour,
exactly.
And we're going to come back and give it to him.
Yeah.
Nope. 7 days later, nope.
Not happening.
And the show didn't.
Well, don't forget about pancakes anymore, please.
Lesson learned.
And let everyone know when you're making banana chocolate chip pancakes. Let them come over. Somebody texted in and said, what is the phone number to try to win the tickets? I'm assuming they're talking about Olivia Rodrigo.
Those tickets.
The number to win the tickets is 414-533-1037. And what the hell? Let's give them away right now.
Right now?
Let's do it.
Bet.
Let's play Olivia Rodrigo. And then somebody's going to win tickets to see her when she comes to Fiserv Forum on March 16th. Caller number, I'll do 50.
Whoa.
It's a long song.
Okay.
It's driver's license, Kiss FM. I only drove by 3 times at once. What's the problem?
3 times in 3 minutes. So what?
If he was out.
Yeah, you funny for that.
Kidding. No, 103.7 Kiss FM. Olivia Rodrigo coming to town. Nobody has tickets to this show. The very first winner today on Kiss FM is going to be seeing Olivia Rodrigo when she comes to Fiserv Forum on March 16th. Austin is in West Dallas this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Austin.
How's it going?
It's going. What's going on with you? What you up to?
Man, I'm in the process of moving. I move into my new house tomorrow.
Oh. Hey, congratulations.
I love it. And I love how Wisconsin-y sounds. Moving to my new house tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. Austin, you just won tickets to go see Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Woo.
Did you see her when she came to town last time?
Nope,
only
never.
Only time? First time, only time? This is the second time?
First time, only time.
Oh, wow.
First time.
This show is going to be so good. Not only last time did I know most of the songs, she's got a new album. So you're going to know all of the songs now when you go to see
Can't wait. I'm excited.
Olivia Rodrigo. Well, congratulations, Austin.
Thank you.
Do you drive past your ex's house?
Nope.
He's got a new house to worry about. He ain't worried about nobody else's house.
He said no.
I think my fiance would kick my butt if I was doing that.
That's right.
That was awkward. Never mind. Whoops. That I asked.
Whoops, Austin, never mind. Y'all enjoy Olivia Rodrigo and enjoy the new house too.
Go kiss your fiance and never mind. Forget about it.
Definitely will.
All right, Austin, hold on. We got to get more info from you, but another pair of Olivia Rodrigo tickets we will have again tomorrow, same time. So be here to win.